Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe and giggle if it feels good. It's such a beautiful day to be alive and to have set aside this time to simply relax and breathe and focus on the beautiful message from Abraham that we are loved. That our lives are attended to by our inner beings 100% of the time. That every day, the very best possibilities, the very clearest path of least resistance is orchestrated for us, designed specifically to exactly who we are and what we want. Based only on our current vibration and what we can allow in. And in this past week's workshop, Abraham was talking a lot about our current vibration and what we allow in. So I actually have three different quotes from Abraham from that workshop. How to figure out what our vibration is and how to change it if we don't like it, and to deliberately create momentum in the direction that we want, and then what that results in. It's very exciting to me. So I want to share these moments from Abraham with you. Abraham said, "If you really pay attention to what you evoke from others, you can get from that way and only in that way a clear understanding of what your vibrational offering is. Do you know what causes so many people to not be a vibrational match long enough and therefore not have the absolute awareness of what they are allowing? What is the path of least resistance? Here's the bugaboo. Humans, we love you so much, are not consistent enough to get a strong, clear reading. If you were always negative and everything about you in your life was terrible, you'd connect those dots with a little bit of information from us. If you're feeling great and in love with life and mostly offering good feeling things, so good feeling things are mostly, primarily, in fact, pretty much what you're living. You would connect the dots. But it's your inconsistency that keeps you not sure of what's really going on. In other words, you say, I want this, but there are so many things you want that you don't allow, and so many things you don't want that you do allow. And you're watching other people and you're not taking the time to deliberately identify a feeling, deliberately isolate that feeling through focus. Focus and feel, focus and feel, focus and feel, focus and feel, until you've got a consistent offering of a vibration. And then you can see the vibrations coming in that match it. That's the only way that humans can get a clear view of how this universe works. Because when you've stepped back from your point of view, which is the only point of view that will give you any accurate feedback. I thought this, and I thought this, and I thought this for a long time, and I felt that way for a long time. And this is what came as a response. In other words, you've got to think on purpose so that you can feel on purpose. And then you can take note of what you're getting back on purpose. And then you know. That was a powerful quote. And the next questioner said, when I looked at and felt the word freedom, I thought of any number of infinite thoughts that we have access to. Infinite, all the thoughts that have ever been thought that we might also add to. At any moment, I can choose any thought from all those infinite thoughts. It was really interesting because that incredible feeling of freedom opened me only to really good feeling thoughts. I didn't have any effort to make. And Abraham replied, so that's because from where you were standing, from where you were vibrating from, the law of attraction could only yield to you other things that were like that. So while all thoughts are potentially there for you, the vibration of where you are limits what can come in any moment in time. The law of attraction is consistent, precise, and accurate, and constantly responsive. So if you think about what you are deliberately practicing, musing, pondering, and you're doing it with the intention of activating your point of attraction, and then you're noticing what your point of attraction brings back to you. Ah, invisibility is the name of the game you're playing for sure. Freedom. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And then Abraham also said, in response to this question, the questioner said, I have a question about things and thoughts. In my living room, there is a rug on the floor from a faraway country. And when I concentrate on the rug and the thoughts behind it, the thoughts from the people who made it, who collected the silk and the cotton and the colors and so on, at a certain point, it seems that rug is starting to be a living thing. Abraham, will you talk about things being a living thing? Thank you. And Abraham said, well, it is a living thing because it's imbued with the vibrational intent of the focus of the creator of it. Everything is vibrational. You focus things into being. The stuff that your physical world is made of is vibrational brick and mortar. And so everything that you're about, you're imbued with your focus, your energy. When a painter paints a picture, how the painter feels as they are painting is how the picture feels to those who are a vibrational match to how the painter felt when the painter painted it. Did you hear that distinction? We didn't say how the picture feels to everyone is how the painter felt when the painter painted it. But the law of attraction will bring together those who feel very much like the painter felt when the painter painted the painting. And that really brought me full circle to the quote we started with, where Abraham said, if you really pay attention to what you evoke from others, you can get a clear understanding of what your vibrational offering is. And that's what I wanted to focus this meditation on today, that we can consciously, deliberately choose to focus on thoughts that feel good. And as we focus on the thoughts that feel good, then we not only create the vibration that law of attraction matches, and we see the momentum build to more and more things in our lives that feel good, but we also influence everything that we do and provide for others with that vibration going forward. And that's really meaningful to me personally, because I go to the park every day and I take pictures of birds, and I feel so much love when I get to the park and I stand on the shore and I breathe deeply and the pond is beautiful and the sky is beautiful and the reflections are amazing. And I see funky haircuts on belted kingfishers, or I see the shaggy chest hairs of the mature male great blue heron, or I see the brilliant red of a male cardinal, or I see the sweetness of a little dark-eyed junco. I am moved. as in this moment, as I talk about it, I am often moved to tears because there is such beauty in life. Nature is such a gift to me. And I take pictures of all of these things, and new things show up all the time, new birds that I've never seen before. Or this week I saw the coral berries, which are a beautiful hot pink color this time of year. There's nothing else that color in the woods this time of year. And I'm a match to the beauty all around me. And that's my intention every day. I say to my inner being, show me the beauty. And my intention is to see it and to photograph it and to share it with others. And I share it, and I have the experiences of walking into rooms of people who absolutely feel love when they see my pictures. And I was talking to somebody recently who said she looks at my pictures every morning with her coffee. And she later shared that she often has feelings of anxiety, and that the feeling she gets from my pictures is utter peace. And she looks and she appreciates, and she often comments about the pictures that I post and the beauty that I share and how it influences her day to greater calm, to more tranquility, to a feeling of serenity, and maybe even a feeling of joy. So there is such a blessing in consciously choosing to focus where our love already is. If we know what we love, we can choose to immerse ourselves in that love. Now, I go to the park every day. I'm even there when it's pouring rain now. And that kind of passion is a result of the momentum I've built up over more than 3 years of photographing nature every single day. And it gives me great joy, and it allows me to share joy with other people, to connect with things that are so interesting, intriguing, and beautiful, and pass it on. One person who logs into my Facebook page at a time, one picture at a time, one moment that I was feeling love and joy at a time. And so I want to encourage you to think about, what is it that you love? I remember my friend David, who was a photo finisher, said, people always photograph what they love. They don't photograph their divorces. maybe with Instagram and TikTok now they do, but in the past they didn't. They photographed what they loved. And the joy that comes from that, the joy of looking back on those pictures, the joy of sharing those pictures, the joy of remembering those moments in your mind, and then in your imagination, experiencing again a moment that was precious, something that activated love within you. Think of a moment of love. Think about where you were, who you were with, if anyone, what was around you, how it felt, where did you feel love? Did it feel warm? Did it feel exhilarating? Did it feel joyful? Did it feel touching? we have access to our imagination, where we can call up a memory. And then maybe we can project that memory forward and imagine a new moment that brings up those same feelings of warmth and joy and caring, tenderness, kindness, peace. What makes you feel good? We live in a sensual universe where there are things to touch and feel and taste and see and hear. What satisfies your senses? Is there a piece of music that takes you places that you want to go? Is there a musical instrument that particularly touches you? Is there a voice, a singer, or a harmony that you connect to more deeply? Is there a feeling of somewhere you've been? Perhaps it was a concert or a musical. Perhaps it was a TV show where there was a particular song. A friend of mine was talking about going to see the new Disney movie, Wish, and she played one of the songs from that movie for us this morning. There is so much beauty in life that we can absorb. She found it on YouTube on a movie that came out this past week. It's amazing what we have access to. And we can think about things that we love to touch. The soft fur of a pet. The feeling of the sheets when we slide into bed at night. I have bamboo sheets close to my skin, and I have a flannel sheet on top of that that is so warm and cozy now that the nights are cooler. What do you love to touch? What makes you feel cozy and at home? And what do you love to hear? I love to hear my kitty purring when I pet her neck just in the perfect way that she likes. And I love hearing that little meow that she gives me when I get in the wrong spot in the direction to move back to where it feels the very best. She doesn't mind focusing on the best. And so Abraham encourages us to focus on the very best life has to offer. The most delicious thing you've ever eaten. As I was thinking about the reading from Abraham about the art and things imbued with vibration, I was thinking about cooking imbued with vibration. And how so many people share their love through cooking. My brother became a chef in his retirement because he loves to cook for other people. And he shares his love with all of his friends and family through his exquisite cooking. And my sister-in-law, Mandy, she loves to bake. And she makes cookies and cakes and pies and bread, and she shares them far and wide. And she's known for sharing her love through her baking. I have other friends who knit or paint or do other kinds of art, and they share their love through those things. And I wonder if you have something that you do that shares your love. Some people share their love by raking the leaves on the front lawn. And that's a gift to their family and their neighbors. We share our love in different ways. And focusing on doing those things in our lives that feel like sharing love is such a blessing. We are consciously building the momentum of more and more love in our lives. So I give thanks for the time that we've spent together pondering the idea of focusing our thought on what feels good, on what we love, on what brings us to that place of coziness or serenity or calmness or delight. It is a gift to be able to choose. We have the power to focus. And I am so grateful for the Abraham message that always takes us in that direction. So let's just stretch in this moment and realize that we are at the end of the time for this meditation, but there's always more time to love and to focus, and so it is.